Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Digital Bite.
Yeah, boy.
Man, dude, it is 50 episodes.
50 cents.
In the club.
I know, man. Dude, I've never been so happy in my life at this moment.
Shout out to Freddie.
I have never
been so happy.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Calm down, Freddie.
I mean, like, I'm telling you, like, everybody's here. That's the thing. Like, everybody has schedules going on and stuff.
Yeah. Eric's not here.
What if he, like, comes in, bro? Like,
come on. Be real. You really think Eric's going to show up? She told him no, so that's why he's at home.
No, he might do a surprise appearance. Who knows? He says maybe. After 9, maybe. Never. I don't know, man. Oh, yeah.
But no. The show will go on.
The show will go on. Yeah. That is true. That is true, guys. I know that I haven't posted 49.
How dare you?
I know. But hey, it's like, you know, if you're not tired of us yet,
double banger.
You get another
double stack.
You get another episode out of us. What? Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm pretty sure by now you already heard 49, so this is 50. So, I mean, surprise. And you're welcome.
You're going to release 49. People might not even hear 49.
Should I just release 50 and then 49? Yeah.
No one's going to hear 49. They're going to hear 50. Yeah.
Right?
Just forget 49.
Don't we have an episode like that?
Lost tape.
We have a lot of lost tapes.
We have like episode like 31 pops up, and it's like, where'd 30 go?
For real.
Yeah. Oh, you're kidding me? The gimbal down.
The gimbal. Wait, you didn't charge it?
No, man. I don't charge stuff. Oh, man.
Good old Derek. Good old Derek.
The battery's charged.
Boy, so excited.
Dang it, man. It got me all kind of messed up.
Was it a USB?
Was it just a USB problem?
Yes, it's USB.
Oh, man. That's probably why they returned it.
Can you charge it while...
Yeah, if I have a USB, I can plug it in and charge it.
You have one, Dave?
What kind is it?
It's a...
Micro?
Micro USB?
Micro.
I don't recognize them like that either. PS4 one or PS3 one?
It's micro.
Yes, micro.
PS4 one or PS3 one?
PS4.
Oh, okay, there you go.
All right.
So I don't recognize them like that.
This is what the 3 minutes are about. Talking about how that GoPro died.
All right, let me introduce the table around here. Right next to me is Mr. Derek Howard.
What's up?
And then we got Mr. Ron the Don.
Yeah,
Mr. Lawson. Then we got Boy George over here.
What's up, man? Yeah. What it do, baby?
I know, right? That's all 2K19, man. What it do? And then we got another familiar voice, Mr. Javier Hernandez.
Good to be back, man.
I know, man. It's been a long time. This boy was like out in the wilderness.
That boy was MIA.
MIA, baby.
He was out in the woods trying to figure himself out.
Taking a sabbatical. That's what it was.
Oh, man. That's a pretty short.
Wait, what's that going to?
Where's this? This is not long enough.
Wait, can you plug it into your computer?
Yeah, USB. Yeah. Spot.
We can do that. Yeah.
Okay, appreciate that.
That works. All right, here we go.
And then our last person is Sam.
Mr. Games.
He plays no games.
He plays
video games.
One of the coolest names.
Yeah, right.
Wait, this isn't what. This is different. Dang it.
So PS3 one.
You need like it's that wide one, whatever that is.
The wide one.
USB-C.
Come on, guys.
I got
no USB port.
USB-C.
We are
a
tech game.
Man, I just buy whatever.
50 episodes.
We are a tech and game podcast.
No, man.
How do we not know what USB-C is?
That's a PS4 one.
I'm blind, dog.
That was a PS4. I swear, that was PS4.
Wait, this is for... No, this is not.
Those are headphones.
Those are headphones.
I was like, wait, this is the headphones.
And everyone has iPhones, so no one has a USB-C charger.
That's when it's time, man.
Great. Nice. Oh, sweet. Adapters.
I think that is charging.
You're always prepared
with
those
terrible adapters.
David took the USB cord away.
Oh, wait. Hey,
David, can we get that cord back?
David!
Hey, what?
Wait, we need that cord again.
What happened?
We had adapter.
This is a great start, guys.
All right, yeah. This is a very interesting. Oh yeah, so we got Sam here. He's recording us live. What's up,
Sam? Sam the man.
Sam the man. And Mr. Games. Well, I think we already. Sam, we went to. I'm sorry, guys.
Sam, I am Green Eggs and Ham.
But again, we are happy to have Sam here.
Yeah, definitely, man.
A solid contributor.
That's the man with the plan. He keeps our social media
alive. Yeah, he keeps us alive because I am so lazy.
You should consider if it wasn't for all taking a job as a social media manager.
You know what? I've actually been thinking about it.
Because you manage, you're about to start managing my fantasy podcast, my fantasy Facebook again.
Yeah.
Or helping at least. Helping me manage it. And then he does the podcast, the Twitter, all of it. Twitter, Instagram, and all Facebook. So.
And all for free.
All for free.
$3.99.
I can pay you like
start paying for those skills, son.
I can pay you.
He's a non-profit.
I can pay you in nuggets. I can pay you in.
You got plenty of nuggets.
Dollars.
$2. I told Freddie, man, I like it, so it's all good. I don't mind.
Yeah, that sounds good, man. That sounds good. I like it. Anyways, guys. So, iOS 13 beta is out. And I know that I have it on my phone. I'm not sure who else has it on their phone, but Apple's stepping up the game, the reward program game. They're giving out more than they're giving up to $1 million in prizes for people that figure out any flaws, any loopholes, either on Mac OS, as well as the iPhone, the iPad, all that stuff. So if any guys that are developers or code writers, I mean, you can get some serious money, man.
Bugs, right?
Yeah, bugs. If you find bugs.
So, question: is this for just the average normal day person, or because my thing is what if you're you work with Apple, or you work iPhone certified store?
I mean, it's your job to do this.
I
think it's for the general public.
Exactly, because my thing is what if you work at a Simply Mac or a Best Buy or something like that, and you're certified to mess with the iPhone, repair them. You may know a couple things,
That might be a loophole, maybe.
So,
I think the way that works is that you talk to a friend and be like, hey, man, I got this bug. We can split the cash,
Pretty much.
And so, I mean, that's what I would do. I'd be like, hey, man,
yeah,
I found this bug.
Instead of going for that money, you blackmail them for $3 million?
Dang.
Hey.
I don't know, man. Steve Jobs might come out of his grave and stab you.
But I would say, you can't really do that because they're just going to get in front of it nowadays.
That's true.
They'll just patch it and then get in front of it and be like...
What if they don't know about it? That's what the program's for, right?
But isn't that the whole point of blackmail? But I'm pretty sure tell them that you know about it?
Yeah.
But you don't tell them how you...
You don't tell them. You don't get specific.
In their little contracts, fine print, there's probably something.
We're over here trying to commit felonies, y'all.
When I worked at Apple, in the contract was any type of thing you come up with, it's theirs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like so an NDA software. Yeah. Too. Oh, yeah, thanks. It's ours.
Yeah. Yeah, that sucks.
And there goes your $3 million check.
Yeah.
Check's gone.
All you get is a thank you in the email.
Thank you in a swift boot.
And it's probably a virus email because I get a lot of those Apple virus ones. The ones that are like, oh, you purchased this, you purchased that. Type of deal.
What are you talking about?
No, what you purchasing,
boy? Hey, man. No, I don't purchase anything.
Mm-hmm. Website. Mm-hmm.
I make other people purchase stuff for me. What are you talking about?
I've never gotten any of those emails.
Hey, man. If you dive into Black Web, my name is, Fred the D, you know what I'm saying?
Whoa. The D is capital.
Fred D.
In quotations.
Fred D.
Fred the D.
We're supposed to keep it clean this time.
Yeah. I don't know. What happened to keeping it clean?
That was clean. What are you talking about?
What is it keep it clean?
I think it's the rum.
Gotta be.
Fred the D. That's a little on the nose.
Hey, did y'all hear about Microsoft, Sony, and I don't know who else? They're going to disclose all the loot box stuff, the numbers, the odds for...
Yeah, they have to, because the EU and who else? Because someone else, they have to.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Because it's pretty much to kind of... Because technically that's considered gambling.
It's gambling, yeah.
So they have to give the odds and statistics of you, the probability of you winning certain certain tiers. So I don't know. I don't think it might be the EU. It might be EU or one of the maybe Asia.
I thought it was one of the video game standard ESRB.
Is it? Is it now standard? Because I mean, I don't think it was a standard.
Well, I don't think it's a standard, but they're going to comply. I think it was Apple. I think it was Apple too.
I wouldn't be shocked if they did. Yeah. Yeah. No, I heard about that. Yeah.
That's a good thing, man.
I think so too.
Yeah.
I mean, kind of, because essentially, if it's not for cosmetics, you know, if it's not for cosmetics and it's for upgrades in a game or something like that, then eventually, like, that's kind of almost play to win, kind of, you know, a little bit. So, I mean, if it's cosmetics, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care what the probability is because it's cosmetics. But, I mean, if some people really do care, because some people shell out cash for that, like a lot of cash. So they want those special cosmetics. So to have that probability of how much you're winning, or like what's the probability of you getting like a gold legendary or something like that, it kind of makes it a little easier to, like, I guess, shell out that money and be like, okay, I have a higher probability. But
I think it's good because there's already enough going against video games, like we were just talking about. People blaming video games for all the violence that's going on.
Yeah, it's talking about that brings us to our next little
That's another little note
Walmart is taking all violent signage of video games off their floors. Not sure how long that would last, but at least they're trying to make a impression that
that's not going to stop the accessibility of getting firearms.
Yeah,
I'm not trying to.
How about Walmart stop selling guns?
But that's what it comes down to, man.
Yeah, if anything, that'll make people more violent.
I mean,
no, just have you said.
Where's the signage?
Guns.
I mean,
guns and stuff.
Yeah.
No, any game can turn violent, man. You know, like I feel like any game you can make, you know, somewhat violent. I mean, even
Mario Brothers is violent.
Even chess is like, it's if you think about it, chess is a game of war.
Turtles,
yeah.
You know? And little mushroom people.
I mean like, we've all played Call of Duty and then had the urge to, like, you know, murk some people outside the Walmart.
I'm getting Call of Duty just so I can get that Tamagotchi kill feed.
Oh my god.
Like, I mean, it doesn't, I mean, I don't think it's gonna stop. Like,
I'm getting Call of Duty just to help out, you know, no more signage at Walmart. That's what I'm buying all the Call of Duties for.
Get them.
Yeah.
I'm helping out, doing my part in society.
Do it.
But what is that going to do? What is taking all that signage going to do?
It's not going to do anything. Man.
I think it's more of a publicity stunt than anything.
It's pandering. It's all it is.
Yeah, I mean, Walmart wants money in their pockets.
It's going to make people go to GameStop.
No, because we'll even at Walmart. Hey,
GameStop's trying to come back on the rise. They're doing some revising.
It's more of the people, like parents. It's like, oh, you know, Walmart's taking a stand. I'm going to shop here more because they, you know. It's not really the gamers that they're pandering for. They're pandering for the older crowd, the people that.
I don't know how much of that I really believe as far as it being parents. Because think about the generation that we're in now. A lot of adults now who have kids, they grew up in an era where games was on the come up. That was a big thing for them, right? Yeah. You know what I mean? I mean, think about us. I mean, you two got kids.
Yeah.
Y'all are like big gamers, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I don't think it's necessarily the fact of just parents saying, oh, video games is ruining, you know, our kids and causing them to do, you know, do some stuff like this. I think it's more of just, you know, like you said, pandering. Mm-hmm. I don't think they realize that games actually helps people, you know. It can be toxic sometimes, but like it builds a community. It builds, you know, some social networking, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot to it. I mean, there's a lot that games help, not just I would say in a social aspect, but also with actual people who are more alert, especially like shooter games. People are more they have better eye coordination. And there's a lot of other stuff that goes into it.
They've done studies, man. They've done studies about this, and all the studies show that, like, games don't have any kind of negative effect on kids. If anything, it has a positive effect.
I mean, that's how I know I'm getting old when I'm playing, like, shooter games, because I can't, like, I'm not that quick anymore. So I'm just like, that's it for me, man.
There's one aspect that I do agree on where video games do affect people in a negative way is that they do desensitize people. That's the one thing I can't agree on.
Yeah.
But a game making somebody go out and kill somebody, I don't think so. Like, I don't believe that.
Nah, man, because they're too busy inside playing video games.
Yeah.
You know? But I agree.
I mean, you guys grew up playing Street Fighter. Did you go out fighting people in the streets?
I think Ron did. Maybe a couple times.
I didn't start hitting the weights till 8th grade. I was going to get beat up, man.
Start uppercutting cats. No, but like seriously, I agree. Like there's no, there hasn't been any proven correlation that, you know, if you play video games, you are more aggressive or you're going to go out and like shoot people. And I think it's easy to play video games because there's such a huge population of people that still don't understand them. They think them as like toys or like as in games,
right?
So it's really easy to play on people's ignorance and oh yeah, they are bad, and, you know, they see someone get shot. But it's like, people, we go to the movies and we see shows like the big one recently, like John Wick, and people got shot up left and right in that movie, but there's nobody like saying, oh, let's stop violent movies.
Yeah, but that's I think that goes back to Javi's topic of it being desensitized, you know, like not only movies, games, everything. I mean, we don't bat an eye at someone being shot anymore, you know what I mean? Like, especially in like movies or mm-hmm. games, you know?
The biggest show this past year was Game of Thrones, for the last few years, actually.
Yeah.
And people died left and right in that show. They don't say anything about that. In fact, they're like people promoting it. People love that show.
Yeah.
No, it's true. It's true. And it's just that the fact that, like Derek says, video games is such a wide target because people don't understand it. They treat it as some people still treat it as a niche. Like, it's like, oh, these are just a bunch of dweebs and stuff that play this stuff. Especially the older generation, I would say, that they see it that way. And of course, Trump is going to jump all over that, not to get too political, but it's so easy to blame it. Like, oh no, this is what's wrong with this country, that it's the violent video games that is causing these kids to do these type of mass shootings and stuff. But of course, we know, I mean, there's been so many studies they choose to ignore, but the studies are there, you know. There's so much more other things going on that causes people to turn violent. It's just that it's so easy to pick on this, you know. It for me, it's kind of like a high school jockey and a nerd type of scenario, you know. In high school or something, you know, it's easy to pick on the nerds really quick. Because it's so easy, they're not fighting back, you know, gamers are not trying to be other than enjoying what they're doing, you know, and so it's easy to just keep messing with that crowd, I guess you'll say, and, I mean, things like this happen, but...
You know, I also find it hard to say something like that when you have esports competitions or charity events that gamers hold, where they're playing games like this and raising money for... you know, good causes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. It's kind of hard to sit there and say, like, no, violent games, you know, are bad, you know, they cause, you know, a negative, you know, attitude. But it's like, no, it's like, you know, look at the community, look at the gaming community, and look at what they're trying to do, you know? You know, I can't say, you know, I can't speak for everyone, and I can't speak for, you know, people out there, but I feel like, I know me, like, that was playing Call of Duty, like, shooter games, that was the first time I actually really started to really build, you know, like online relationships and like relationship with friends, and like we all go home, play online, get on LAN parties, stuff like that, and play online. And even though it was a shooter game, it's like, it's none of us were thinking of it as violent. It's just something for us all doing something together, you know, teamwork or, you know, otherwise.
Yeah, especially that online has become such a major contributor to gaming now, where everybody can talk to everybody. Everybody can, you know, enjoy being with friends, you know, across the states, across the world, and have a good time. You know, it opened up the internet. And for my, you know, in my opinion, you know, I grew up with games, and I mean, I've played, you know,
several. You're so violent, Freddy.
I know.
Yeah,
I'm just like.
That was a violent drink you made.
Yeah. Spilling
the aspect of your life is violent.
No, but I mean, never have I had the intention of hurting someone else or want to go outside and shoot up a school or anybody else in that sense. You know, yeah. I feel like anything, video games are more of a de-stressing part, especially, you know, you, besides going to work or going to school and stuff, you go into another world where you forget about everything else and you just enjoy what you're playing, especially if you play online, you play with your friends.
That's a good stuff. Point. I think there's so much more positive to video games than there is negative. Yeah, there's some violent games. You can say whatever you want about that, but like Ron was talking about, we developed a lot of friendships playing video games with each other. We got to know a lot of new people, even before online. Like before online, we got together at LAN parties.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. That's an awesome social aspect to video games that you don't see in a whole different mediums. Like maybe some shows are that popular that you get a group together to watch like the finale or whatever. But in video games, there's a new video game coming out every other month that's big enough to like enjoy with other friends.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's it, you know, you talk about a game and next thing you know, you're just wondering, hey man, like how many people can play on this game, because I want to tell my friends so we can all play together, you know. And so it definitely opens a huge social aspect to it. I do miss the days where LAN parties, you know, because I enjoy that social, I guess, interaction of people in one place, you know.
The last big game that did it, like, it was huge, it was worldwide, I don't know if it was worldwide, but Pokemon Go. You might not think of it as a traditional video game, but it got a lot of people together, man. People who don't usually play video games, but here they are walking around playing the game together. Yeah. That was cool.
Yeah, that was definitely cool, man, on there. But I would say any last thoughts over, I would say, this particular topic before we move on to the next one.
I also, my last thought, because you said Pokemon Go, and I was like, man, I like Pokemon Go, and I did get a lot of people together, but I don't think it's necessarily a violent game. And I think that's one common misconception that everyone, a lot of people have. They automatically assume shooters are the only violent games out there. And it's like, there's a lot of games out there, low-key, you wouldn't think of as violent games, but you pop in the disc and or down, you know, do the download, start playing them, they're pretty violent. So you just kind of got to watch out there, and you never know. But I think it all just depends on the person and also the upbringing. It's not just games.
I mean, video games have been around forever. I mean, since the 90s. I mean, going back to Columbine, they were trying to blame it on video games. I mean, but people have problems or issues before, you know, they play games. So, I mean, that, like, I think we talked about earlier, that it's just an easy escape route for, you know, the government or the media to point fingers at. And I just think, and, you know, instead of having an explanation, they just said, oh, it's this. So, I mean, the gaming community has always got that kind of heat. And it usually just blows over. I mean, you see that there's so much good into gaming. And like now with, like, you know, like you said, with getting together and money, yeah, all that stuff. Yeah. You know, just getting together with friends and all that, it's more pros than cons.
It brings up a point. You think at one point the gaming community will stand up to this? Because sometimes it looks like they just kind of just roll with the punches. And just like, whatever, you know, we're just going to keep doing our thing.
They kind of did rebel a little bit with the Twitter tag. I think it was "Don't blame the video games." I jumped in on that too. Nice. That was something that was kind of them, you know, standing up against what they believe in, what people are saying about these video games.
Yeah, you make a good point. Video game companies typically don't say anything; they're low key, whatever. But I guess because the elections are coming up, a lot of government officials or people who are going to run for president or whatever, they were saying, they were fighting against each other. Like, you know, of course, one would say that violence is coming from video games. But there's other people saying, like, no, like, these other countries that have video games probably have more video games than we do, and they have zero mass shootings.
Korea, man.
Yeah.
No, that's what Korea, I was going to say.
What's Korea? They ain't worried about shooting nobody. No. They worried on getting that paper. Yeah. That esports money.
Yeah, man.
I was just going to say, that's one point, too, is, you know, the gaming industry is like a multi-billion dollar just like industry.
Yeah.
You know, people from all different parts of the world are playing video games, the same video games. You know what I mean? So a lot of these mass shootings are like here in America. So it just comes down to, like, you know, the upbringing of these kids and the people. I mean, we're just living in a crazy world, so, you know, you're just gonna see this stuff. But I wouldn't just specifically, yeah, like, just start blaming, oh yeah, video games is the thing. Yeah.
Another thing I want to say too, George, you're just talking about that. You know, a lot of the shootings aren't even all kids. It just happens that if it's a kid, they decide to blame it on a game. What about that older guy in, like, New Mexico? It was like 50 something, coming out of the army or whatever. I mean,
well, yeah, like the guy in Las Vegas.
Yeah, in Las Vegas.
He was
in
a hotel room, like, he was popping folks off. Like, again, he was like,
I mean,
I think, yeah, like we brought out, like, yes, we, video games can be violent, but other countries have games, more games than we do, and they don't have the same problem. The only difference we have here in the US is we have more guns. We have more guns, and it's easier to get one. Like, anyone can get one. And the second you try to, like, suggest, hey, maybe we should make this process harder, people, like, lose their minds. Like, don't take our guns, you know? Like, you you see all over the internet, the second you mention any type of changes to gun laws, people go full, like, don't...
Well, same thing, same thing with gamers, man. Don't take my games. Don't take my controller.
Yeah.
No, it's true, man. And once they get to that type of rationale, it's hard to get them out of that. They don't really want to hear it. They just want to be like, man, you're trying to take my guns? That, nah. You know, or you... It's... And that's what happens, is that we're in a... What's the word? There's a word for that. And you give us just giving up.
Got a bomb.
Dude, this thing is hot. Yeah, so if you guys like GoPros, woof, they are new.
You got the, which one do you have?
This is the new one, 7 black.
You were shooting 4K?
Yeah. 1080. But
how long were you recording?
You didn't charge it?
15 minutes. Well, I didn't, it's not fully charged. But again, this thing I did 4K for like an hour, and that's about tops.
But so,
I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, not at all, man. That's, we're trying to make sure this works. No, then that's the thing. Like, we're in a country that it's very polarized, and so it's hard to remotely agree on something, you know. And so, and unfortunately, like I said, games always seem to be that white target on there.
This country's too sensitive, man.
Yeah, man, it's giving up.
Well, I mean, I think the biggest problem, I think, I don't know, it's just like a theory, it's like attitude, like. For some reason, people in this country don't like being told no. Like, you can't tell someone you can't have this. The second you tell someone you can't have something, they want it more. Like look at, like, you tell people, yeah, we're gonna start making smaller cars. People are like, no, we want big, you know, SUVs. And it's like, the second you say, we're gonna cut the magazine size down your gun, and you can't have this many guns. People, like, I think it's like a flaw in humanity. We don't like being told no. And I think that gets amplified because it's like, in our country, it's part of the law. Like, you know, you right to bear arms, Second Amendment. People take that and go full, like, no, don't touch, you know, this is my right. You know, you don't, it's hard to have a conversation with somebody like that.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, quick thing. So people that signed up for the Equifax thing, FTC warns that the claimants for Equifax will get nowhere near $125.
Yeah, no.
So
because isn't it a
I already got my 125.
What do you call it? civil lawsuit?
Class action.
Mm-hmm. So obviously, the more people sign up, the less money you get. That's what happens with all class action lawsuits.
Really? I thought it was a settlement. Like, you get,
you end up getting like $2.
No, yeah, like, because the thing is it's the more people that sign, it's not, I don't think it's a settlement. It's like a class action lawsuit. Dang. So the more people who sign up, the less money you get.
That's like, gotcha.
And the lawyers keep the.
I got a story for that. I apparently signed up for something on PS3, and it was when the whole Linux thing was taken away.
And
apparently, I guess I signed up for it, but I remember getting a check like, I don't know, like 8 years later, and it was just like $15 for the sale.
Oh, wow. That's not bad, though. I think that's the most I've seen.
I didn't bother to, like, do it, because, I mean...
I don't know. I guess I don't even know Rimmer's signing up,
man,
for this thing.
I didn't do it either, because my thing is, like, Equifax, like, why, like, I don't get it, man. Because I said the second set of credit bureau that got hacked, because it was Equifax, and then what was before that? Was it, what was the one that got hacked before that? Was it Equifax again? Or
I don't remember.
I thought it was...
Equifax was big. The problem with them is, like, that it happened in July or something, and they didn't tell people till, like, September.
And then
I think they got hacked again. Like, they got hacked again, and then again, like, they...
That's the thing. And they offered, like, oh, we'll do a year of...
Of protection.
It's like, no, because then, like, you're going to sit there and charge me after the year.
Not only that, and if you take that protection, you can't sue us.
Yeah, on top, yeah, that too. And yeah, then on top of that, you can't go to third party services, because guess how those third party services monitor your credit?
Through Equifax, yeah.
It's a scam, man.
Yeah, it is. I remember getting that note because I was part of that group that was breached, I guess, information, and they sent me a letter, and it was just a huge jargon letter. It's like, yeah, if you sign up for a year, you know, pretty much I waiver anything that happens to me at that point, you know, and it's just like...
Quick tip for anybody who is afraid of, you know, getting their credit hacked or information, anything like that. The best thing you can do, one, go get a free credit report. There's multiple ways to do it. Was it, is it credit?
Credit Karma.
Even
Credit
your
Karma, My Credit Score, or go to a credit union. If you don't have a credit union, go open up an account and go get a free credit score.
Yeah.
After you realize nothing's wrong with your credit score, call the credit bureau, tell them to freeze your credit. They can freeze it, so if anybody sits there and tries to open anything in your name, they can't do it. You can freeze it for a certain amount of time, and you can tell them when you need to unfreeze it. That way, if you decide, like, say if you're planning on buying something eventually, like a vehicle or something, a month ahead of time, tell them to unfreeze it. After 30 days, go try to buy your car.
Yeah. Even I know I bank with Chase, and Chase is with FICO, and they do monthly statements of your credit score.
Yeah.
And so, I mean,
most banks do that now.
Yeah. So I mean, nowadays it's so easy to check your credit because of the rampant situation about, you know, just hacking privacy, everything. I mean, we were talking about this on the last podcast about, you know, just data privacy by itself. You know, it's. It's a huge thing, man. We're literally in the era of the internet. Like, we're neck deep. And so, unfortunately, if you're not well, I would say, you're not well-rounded about knowing about the safety of the internet, I mean, you're a huge target for a lot of hackers, because they're the people that they're looking for, people that don't know too much about it. And they fall into these bogus emails or bogus links easily, or even sometimes sweepstakes and stuff that, you know, it looks legit, but I mean, you're opening yourself to for other people to look into your information, you know, and a lot of those things, will you sign up for stuff, you pretty much leave your information for third parties to start kind of mining on you and trying to figure out, you know, what's your likes. And next thing you know, you were looking at some headphones, but all of a sudden, like, you look at your Facebook and you see a bunch of sales of headphones. And
I was having a conversation with some friends about the economy and how it, you know, it all started with gold, right? Gold was, you know, that was what everything was valued, or everything's value was based on. And now, like, data has become that gold. Like, everybody wants data. That's valuable information. And so when your information is stolen, whether it's your credit cards or even a data breach anywhere else, like healthcare or whatever, that's valuable to everybody. Or whoever's chasing that information, that's valuable to them. Yeah. And that they're going to use that info, whether to either track you or to just target you in some way. And that's the age we live in. That's what Freddie was talking about. The internet age, where everybody's just using it either for good, but there's a lot of people using it for bad, man. So we gotta be really, really careful.
Yep. Well, well, well.
Hey, Ryan, let me ask you something.
Yes, sir.
What'd you think of that Note 10?
The Note 10? Yeah, not too impressed.
No?
Nah, I mean, it's gorgeous hardware. But I mean, it's, they just pretty much played up on the same thing as the Galaxy. Just made the Note, you know. It's okay. I mean, yeah, big screen. Note, you know, I do like the pinhole, like, camera screen. You know,
yeah.
Like that's obviously really nice. Because after a while, you don't really notice it. But, I don't know, man. I would love to switch over to an Android phone. But even if I did, I don't think it would be Samsung.
Oh, no? OnePlus?
It'd probably be Google.
Google Pixel 4? That one looks
Google
nice.
Pixel. It looks like it's gonna be really nice. Yeah. I don't know how crazy I am about the camera.
Yeah.
On the back, but it's still only a two lens camera, isn't it?
I thought I saw three lenses.
Was it three lenses?
Yeah.
I thought it was two. It could have been three.
Yeah.
It might have been three. There's a good possibility it could have been three. I didn't look at it that well, but
I hear a lot of different rumors, a lot of different tech. Like,
yeah.
I heard that you can add lenses to it.
That'd be
like
dope.
A DSLR style.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, what I imagine is like a magnetic lens
attachment
that just attaches
to
it.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, that looks dope. From the Samsung event, what I really liked was that laptop.
The laptop was nice.
Dude,
that's gonna give some good competition right there.
That, the ARM based technology on that, like that's like that's where I see Apple going.
That's where it's supposed to be going. Yeah.
And I mean, nobody's really had it for a while now, but that's just the battery life alone is like crazy good.
I don't know, it's good. It looks good. That yeah, I was more excited about the laptop than I was the phone.
So yeah, same here. Yeah, definitely. Because the phone is just an upgraded Note 9.
Yeah. But yeah, the phone was good. I like Samsung. Like I said, I like Samsung. They're getting there.
Yeah.
They're getting there. I mean, they've been there, but they're getting to where they need to be.
Yeah.
Back in the good graces of all those people who experienced the Note 7 debacle.
Yeah.
Whoa.
But yeah.
Mini bombs. Mini mines.
Yeah. My thing is my thing is that
we're about to explode.
I love the screens on the Samsung.
Yeah, the screens are amazing.
They're gorgeous, man.
I don't know why iPhone can't go to those screens. They're gonna give us another notch, another year. I guarantee it.
I hate that design that they have for that phone, man. At least the leaked ones, like that three camera thing.
On the back.
The three cameras on the back. Or yeah, it's three. Right?
Yeah, it's like 1, 2, 3, like a huge box in the back of your camera.
That means I think Google's only two, because I think they have one less camera. They always have one less camera than iPhone.
Why are they doing the box?
I think because of the light, and then also it might be easier for the attachments. So.
Maybe, yeah. I know they have to have a zoom. That's a big thing. Wide angle and zoom, that's a huge camera improvements that other people are doing.
Hold on, guys. Hold on.
Okay.
A new challenger has come to the table.
Oh, new challenger.
Oh, snap.
And it's live. We're seeing him come in live.
Hey, dude.
Oh, my God. That
is it?
Hurt my ears.
TTP guard dog.
Is it
Pitbull?
Wait,
did he bring?
Is it just
a guy or is it both?
No, he can bring his girl. He's gonna get roasted so bad.
Oh, look at that!
What up?
Look at this!
Ah, dude, what the heck?
Oh, hey, wait, hold on! Don't do that.
Oh, dang, my bad. Got too excited there. Sorry.
What's the deal, man?
El Shrekito is joining the fray.
Sure.
I'll stand.
I know. I got another chill over here, huh?
Don't touch me.
Oh, wow.
Don't touch me, man. I can't believe
it. Damn, we have
Yo.
Dude. You know, stop with that clap. I apologize for those loud, very loud things.
I don't apologize.
We'll try to edit those out.
Let's not. Let's edit Eric out.
let's stop the recording.
We'll
end it.
Edit his entrance and then we'll cut those exits.
Right? Okay, man. We were gonna talk about other boring stuff, but now we got the main course here.
So this is the
dang. Who's the main course?
Eric, how did it feel being a voice in Lion King?
I don't even think Lion King yet, bro. Yeah. No. Why are you ruining it? What's wrong with you? You.
Did you like Lion King?
Did I like it?
Yeah.
I like the CGI. I like Timon and Pumbaa.
Okay, so you didn't like the movie?
I didn't like the script. I feel like they ripped off 1994 Disney Lion King.
So it was a ripoff. How much of it was different from the original?
Timon and Pumbaa.
Maybe like 1%.
I feel like if they change too much, people get upset though.
No, like. I think that's exactly why so many people were upset, because it was just the same. It was like literally your fault. Like animators were upset. A lot of the animators were upset because it was almost like shot for shot.
Yeah.
On the CGI.
All right, let me tell you what's going on here, guys, with this Lion King movie, right? We watched this movie back, what was it, like 93, 94, right?
It came out in 94.
Yeah. So, you know, it was all animated, right? You know, we could see all the facial expressions, like, for example, when, like, Simba sees his dad die, you know, you can see it in his eyes, he's sad, he starts crying, you know. You're not gonna see that in the CGI, because they're trying to make this look realistic, right? So you're not gonna capture those same
Let me counterattack with that.
The Jungle Book did it.
They had facial expressions on the Jungle Book.
better than what The Lion King did.
But, I mean, even besides just the facial expressions, that's what the script is for. That's what writing is for. That's what...
Yeah, but you can't show... like.
Yeah, you can. Because here's the thing. What is the one scene in Lion King that everybody remembers?
Mufasa's death.
Mufasa's death. When Scar's at the top and he's like, "Long live the king." And then just rips him off. Right? Scar didn't whisper, "Long live the king." And that ticked me off.
Whoa.
Like, I was livid. I was like, he just said it out loud. He didn't have no emotion behind it. Nothing.
That scene felt so rushed.
Who played Scar?
Yeah.
Scar was played by, what's his name? From
Doctor Strange.
Yeah,
Cumberbatch.
Not Cumberbatch.
Who was that?
No.
Asian guy?
The Asian guy?
No.
The black dude.
The one who goes rogue.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
I can't ever mention his name.
I can't remember his name. Either.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The guy. Okay. He's a good actor.
He's a good actor, but like... Here, the problem with it was I literally felt like when I was watching that movie, these guys are reading a piece of paper and they're just saying their lines.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like none of them had ever voice acted before.
That's what I've heard
several times
from several people.
Which is weird because I know Childish Gambino has done voices. He's done voice acting. That's another reason why I think Timon and Pumbaa were so great.
You think maybe it's a direction issue?
Like directors?
The director didn't.
Maybe, but my thing is, like I said, I feel like certain characters didn't have that problem. You know, like Timon and Pumbaa, like Seth Rogen didn't have any. That was the best part of the movie, and even Zazu. Like I feel like Zazu, you know, John Oliver, he knew how to improvise. All three of those guys are comedians. I was disappointed about the hyenas.
Yeah,
like,
I was too.
Eric Andre, come on, man. Eric Andre is crazy as heck, and you didn't have him do anything goofy.
So I think this is a case where they try to stick to.
Too close to the original. Yeah.
No, they tried to make it too realistic. That was the problem.
Exactly. That's the
Amen.
Point.
Amen to that.
You can't.
I don't even think it was the fact that it was too realistic, man. Like, I just feel like you said, they're sticking too close to 1994.
I think. Yeah, man. Jordan, like,
I'm triggered, man.
He triggered, man.
It's not. Yeah. Because the CGI was great regardless.
Boy,
that was always going to be
great. But I'm just saying, like, you can't translate that.
Here's an issue.
Like, an anime.
You can, because even, like, what was it? What's the monkey?
Rafiki.
Rafiki had no emotion in the CGI thing.
So here's the thing.
But here's the thing. But it's not facial emotion. It's not facial emotion. He didn't hop around. He didn't. They could have made him do all kinds of like monkey stuff.
Because they were trying to make it realistic.
Can you do it again, Ron? Do it again, Ron.
They could have replaced it with something else when he was doing the boom for the head. They could have replaced it with something else. You know what I mean?
Because they were trying to do realistic. Like, they're trying to do like
real Africa animals.
Timon and
Pumbaa were the real monkey.
But Timon and Pumbaa's scene.
They were the most active.
Yeah.
I felt like I couldn't see Pumbaa's expression at all throughout the whole movie, but he was making me laugh the whole time because of the script.
Yeah, when they first, no, who cares, spoilers. Anyway, when they first find, y'all seen the movie, right? And it was when they first find Simba,
spoilers,
right? Like,
spoilers.
I mean, like, Seth is like, you can just tell, like, the way his voice is and the way that there's life, there's emotion, there's,
yeah, like,
it's like character,
even,
like.
Even the jokes, he's like, let's sing it again. He's like, nah, man, we can't. He's like, you already aged, like, so many years,
yeah.
You know, throughout the first song, you know? It's like, just stuff like that, like, but again, those are comedians. I feel like they know how to improv, they know how to go off script, you know? Whereas you have these guys who just want to read the script, and that's what makes it so flat.
They're too serious.
Okay, question. How was Beyonce in the movie?
Horrible. Let me rephrase that.
Beyonce?
Voicing Nala, like talking Nala, great. But singing? No. Why she gotta out-sing Childish Gambino?
You noticed that too?
Like, why she gotta, like, you ain't gotta be a star. Like, I get it. You're probably the highest paid female actor.
Who was Childish Gambino? Who did he play?
Adult Simba.
He played Adult Simba.
Okay.
Yeah, not Matthew Broderick.
So part of the thing. So I hear George saying that it was too realistic, and I think part of that is because if you see these characters show emotion that's not natural, it kind of takes you out of that realism. Because everything, it's a realistic world.
But I mean, they're talking animals.
Exactly.
You gotta kind of throw that realism out. Like, this is already not realistic.
You would think so. I'd be curious to have them show us one character like with animated features. And see like what it does for you, but
it's just too many things that kind of like irritate.
You know what triggered me? They ruined Be Prepared. That's what triggered me.
The no Nazi scene?
No, everything in general. Can you feel the love tonight? They were in the daytime the whole time.
Yeah.
Come on, now, what do you want?
I couldn't see Mufasa in that cloud. That kind of irritated me. Did you see Mufasa in that cloud?
I never saw
that. I didn't see Mufasa in that cloud.
He was there for like 1 millisecond.
That was the best scene. Dang. Yeah.
They ruined it.
Well, he's like, oh.
Eric's like, I already seen the movie. All right, thanks, Jess.
See, now I'm not gonna watch it. I'm not gonna pay money. I'm waiting till it comes out like on Amazon or HBO or something.
I would. No, Disney. I would.
Yeah. I would too.
Disney Plus.
I heard America. I heard Aladdin was better.
Disney Plus.
Oh, let's talk about Disney Plus. Okay. They're gonna have that bundle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
Actually, Sam, you probably know more about this than we do.
Yeah, Sam. Go ahead.
Oh, so the bundle that I've read online is they're going to have ESPN Plus, Hulu Plus with ads, and Disney Plus, all for $12.99.
What if you already have Hulu Plus without ads?
I think you can add it as an add-on, just like HBO, Amazon, Stars, you know.
You pay extra.
That's legit.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool. I would,
because like,
but
it's probably for new.
I just don't like the whole Hulu exists. Plus with ads. That's the only thing I don't like. Because I mean, why are you gonna pay for ads?
That's how they get that money.
Yeah, that's the ad revenue. I don't know. I mean, at that price point, I'm very interested. Because like, again,
how much is it again?
$12.99.
That's not bad though.
Yeah, because like I could share that because like my dad, like, you know, it's like,
damn, you can't pay $12.99, you know?
No, I pay for that kind of crap. I just give my parents my password, you know. So it's like ESPN for them. You know, I get to keep my cartoons for the kids, and then I get my Hulu.
So you get all Disney shows.
All Disney shows. So yeah, I think with Disney Plus on like day one, they're gonna have all the whole library of Disney films.
So wow. Does that mean it's coming off of Netflix and it's not going anywhere else?
It's not going anywhere else. It's sticking straight to Disney Plus.
Man, that sucks.
See, that's cool, but like, what's gonna happen to Netflix?
I mean, they're already overcharging.
Bye bye.
Nah, Netflix is still gonna survive.
I'm canceling Netflix.
They keep coming out with Bird Box shows. We're set.
Because like, they're losing a lot of like shows. They're losing like The Office.
Yeah. Friends.
And apparently, apparently they spent a ton of money like last year on original content, and not all of it did well.
They're keeping Friends.
No, Netflix is gonna come back because they're gonna be bringing back Rocko's Modern Life.
That's the bridge.
They're gonna bring back Invader Zim. They're targeting the right market. They're gonna be like, look, they're gonna probably partner with Cartoon Network and Nickelodeon.
That's what I said last week.
And they're gonna start bringing back all.
Y'all didn't believe me.
But I thought Hulu had those.
Hulu does.
Hulu has Invaders.
Hulu,
in,
Hulu has the Cartoon Network type stuff.
Hulu's gonna lose.
But
everything
Nickelodeon
once they
get is
Plus.
Still like
Disney owns Hulu now.
That's exactly right. Yeah, they're gonna lose everything once they get Disney Plus.
So you were mentioning all these shows. What shows are those? For Netflix,
Invader Zim and Rocko's Modern Life confirmed.
That's that nostalgia.
So they're gonna hit that nostalgia factor.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's
which
what
is
it
smart
is.
Because these people that can actually afford these streaming services. They're the adults that grew up with that stuff. And that's the right move to do.
I mean, if they bring back Dexter's Lab, I'd be excited.
I got a question.
What?
What if you can't
the mic?
What do you do?
Oh, well, tough luck.
Stream it. You're touring it like everybody else.
Payment plans.
Or leech off of someone
payment
else's account.
$1.99 per week.
So who wants to give me their password?
For what?
For all the streaming services coming next year.
Sam.
You want to switch?
I have all three. Oh, you and I will be getting Disney Plus on day one.
I may win.
I don't know.
So when is it officially going to be rolling out?
It's like November, right?
2020.
November of this year.
November this year, that's what I heard.
November? Okay.
Yeah. I was off.
What comes out in November? So what is coming? Because are they going to be releasing, is it going to be one of the things like, is like Netflix where they release the whole series? Because I know they're going to have a couple Disney exclusive series. Yeah. Are they releasing the whole series? Like Netflix, or are they going to release it week by week?
They haven't said what they're going to do on that. That's the only thing. I know they're releasing movies. Ooh. They're releasing original series.
So what about stuff like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Those are canceled. The ABC's canceling those. That's it.
Okay. Well, I know this is the last. I think this is the last season for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., isn't it?
It does suck.
Okay.
It does suck.
they're bringing back Coulson on this. Obviously, they always bring back Coulson, but they're bringing back. He comes back every season.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's weird.
Yes.
Changing the topic radically. Is there any chicken left in that thing?
Nope. Yeah, there's like one,
dude, yeah,
like so, one or two strips left.
Bro, here, get some of that cool ranch flavor on it.
Give me that.
Give me some
of that chicken.
Dude, chicken with that cool ranch dust.
Bro, put it back in and shake it up. Shake it up. Get that cool ranch, bro.
Break it right in. There you go.
There you go. Get some sauce.
Crush it on the chicken.
Sauce, bro.
crush it on the chicken. I
don't want to use it. Yeah, but I'm looking forward to the, So I'm looking forward to, like, I like that the what Disney's doing with Hulu and all that.
I'm gonna get it. I mean, I'm getting it. Football season.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna get it year round.
Hold on, hold on. It's ESPN what?
Plus. It's called ESPN Plus.
It's ESPN Plus. Yeah. So you get all the ESPN. Is that? Yeah. I was saying, is that any difference in regular ESPN?
Is that what ESPN 1 2?
I don't think you get
everything. They didn't say anything about the. You just call it ESPN because Disney owns it.
Okay. First off,
1, 2, 3, Ocho. You get all.
It might be like the ESPN 3 types of the show.
I have a. I mean, it's probably gonna be like. ESPN Ocho.
Yeah.
I have a problem with ESPN already because I hate streaming on ESPN because it sucks compared to like something like Amazon. Amazon gets it right every time.
Oh yeah.
Thursday night games on Amazon.
Yeah, AWS, flawless. Man.
ESPN buffering like every 20 minutes. It's ridiculous. But my thing is this: one, if they do it, they need to improve ESPN service as far as like their streaming. Second, are they going to be doing like live, or is it going to be something like where it's like a playback?
Well, I know
because ESPN Plus, ESPN Plus isn't always live, is it?
They usually stream
additional content. I guess like
the UFC fights are on Disney Plus. I mean, ESPN Plus sometimes they'll have like UFC fights.
Who's got the rights to the NFL?
Yeah, but you're still not going to be. Everybody,
you're
still not going to be like. Oh,
sorry,
intruder.
I mean, it's an intruder. Yeah, they never get just one person.
I know that. certain networks have like a little more pull, like CBS. I think uses a lot of pull with the NFL.
Like Amazon, for several seasons, had a Thursday night football.
Whoa! Wait, pizza is here?
Who's that?
I don't know. Somebody's trying to.
Is that Nathan?
We don't got a security, so we.
We're about to all get robbed live.
They brought their guns.
Want to get live. Shot?
I'm too young to die.
The violent
too
video young. Games, man.
So who's gonna try Disney Plus? Anybody here?
What's
that?
Open it, bro.
Who's
in
outside?
The back?
It was outside. Is someone out here?
Yeah. Someone out here.
Oh, I can't see.
Yeah. Who there?
Oh. Who's
this
for?
Oh, my. Like, who's it for?
Died right now, bro.
I know, I'm gonna like throw down so that I'm like, be ready. I'm gonna go straight. I'm gonna go.
We have all the Digibike girls in here.
Yeah, almost.
Dude, this is
almost. Hey, who planned this?
Who planned this?
Yeah, I didn't plan that. I think the girls did that.
Who planned it?
Eric, bro. That was you, David.
We were just talking about you.
Bro, look at the hats, though. Look at the hats, man.
No, because you knew. He did do it. He knew.
I talked to him. I told you.
I asked where the girls were. I was like, she'll be here later. I can buy it.
Oh my god, the hats.
Eric all knew, guys. Eric knew.
No, I'm your
brother. Eric did.
Wow. So guys, this is very special, man.
Yeah, we'll take a quick break.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick break, guys. Because just to kind of like the girls came over here to surprise us with the 50th episode here. And they're all wearing like shark hats and they have like cake and balloons. And I'm about to cry. But this is so sweet. Oh my god. All right, so we'll be back in a break, guys.
Why didn't you tell me?
Give me a sec.
Yo, hey,
we're back.
Where do we leave off?
Hey, I have no idea where we left off.
Freddie, you gotta start. Hello,
so guys.
Somebody was trying to burglarize the house.
I have ideas. Just go ahead.
I don't know, man. It's a party out here, dude.
It's
for
a
real.
Party.
Yeah, I want to just give a shout out to all the Digi groupies that brought us the chicken.
Oh no, dude. For real, we want to give thanks to the girls. Yeah, they definitely surprised us. I thought we were gonna get robbed live, but actually.
Seriously.
We were robbed of our hearts. That's what happened.
Robbed of our hearts.
They stole our hearts. Just so you guys know, all the digibytes were already reaching. You know, we stay prepared out here.
Yeah, we were ready, bro. I pulled up this tortilla chip. I was just like, I'm gonna stab somebody's eye. I'm gonna stab somebody's eye with this tortilla chip, bro.
They're gonna use that GoPro.
Oh, instability, dog.
He was going caveman status on that.
Stable image.
For real. On there, but anyways,
so let's do like one quick round. I don't know if y'all remember any of the episodes, but maybe y'all can mention your favorite episode out of 50 so far.
Before we start doing that, I just want to shout out to Eric, because Eric has not been on this podcast for like
for the last
30 years, bro.
He came through. Eric came through.
Yeah, he did. Whole man, old boy came through. He was, yeah. Eric was here lying. On what episode? I think it was one, right? Yeah, you were here
one,
on two.
Remember, we were here for a couple.
I
think episode two, maybe we talked about how he didn't have a girlfriend and he was going to die forever alone.
That was like
30 episodes. Oh my God. 30
episodes later.
30 episodes later, he has a fiance.
Forever alone.
He's like, he got his GED and turned his life around.
Get my GED and turn my life around.
There you go.
And that says bank. Congrats, Eric, man. Really proud of you, bro.
Yeah, really proud.
Yeah, man. Congrats for sure, man. It was a.
Don't forgive you for not inviting me to the proposal, but it's okay.
Oh, everyone's upset.
It was really beautiful, man. Yeah, he did it at one of right now the most popping bars.
I wouldn't know, Freddie.
Hey, man, you got.
I wouldn't know.
I'm sorry.
It was nice.
Yeah, he did on top of one.
It doesn't matter.
Get your brony.
But yeah, he did it. He did it in nice fashion. He did it on the skyscraper bar type of deal. And
man, there you go.
He had the whole look in there and
got down one.
Got a bunch
knee.
Of people.
Got down on one knee. His authorized.
Was there a lot
in.
Of onlookers, like a lot of people around?
Was there a lot of people?
Oh, nah, it's just my family and friends.
That way she can't say no. Good job. They can't say no in front of your family.
There you go.
She's like, oh.
Yeah. I don't know what to say.
Yes.
Question mark?
Yeah.
That's how I did.
Question mark, right? Question mark?
Yeah.
Like
Javi was saying, what's your favorite episode so far, Freddie?
My favorite episode.
A digit out of the 50.
My favorite episode is this episode, because this is probably the one of the few times that we actually had everybody in the group here. You know, it's difficult for sure. We all have lives to run, so not everybody can be at every episode. But it's real nice when we have everybody together, because this is honestly for me, this is like a collective effort. Of course, you know. Our proving grounds were a long time ago with me, Javi, Eddie, and Derek. And we tried to do something, but of course, life took us by the hand and we didn't do anything for quite a minute.
Yeah.
But then, of course, one time, Javi brought up the conversation, hey man, like, I miss podcasting. And I was like, yeah, me too, dude. And I was like, dude, let's do this. We started crying. I was like, dang, for real. Like, and I still had like some of the old episodes. Like, dang, seriously. Like, it's been a minute, man. And then, of course, you know, we got Derek in the mix. We started going. Then we had Eric here. Then from there, we added on Ron. And then from there, we had it on George. And then from there, we had David. Man, it was just like the Avengers here, you know? Like,
yeah.
And what I love about this podcast, besides everything I hate about myself, as talking on as a host here, but...
What do you hate about yourself, bro?
Man, I hate my voice. I hate my thoughts.
Nah, bro.
You have a beautiful voice.
You got that sexy voice.
Yeah, you
I have sounds nothing, man.
I'm a sexy boy.
I'm falling asleep to my own podcast.
Who is that? Who's talking?
I know. Who's that?
No, but seriously, like, what I love about this is that everybody comes with... Of course, they have their own opinions, but it adds, like, a spice to the whole thing. You know, everybody comes from different backgrounds, different ideas. And when you have all this, like a melting pot of just awesome conversation between so many different things, it's so cool, because you bring out ideas that people don't even think about, you know? You know, we're all centered on certain things, and then, who knows, Javi brings up something, I'm like, man, I didn't think about that, or George brings up something, it's like, and it's that's what makes a podcast for me. It's just the people here the ideas that that we convey. That and of, and so I think it's an amazing thing, and that's why this is probably my favorite episode of all time. It'll be the 50th. And
the
50,
nice.
50.
Yeah, for 50. Sure. 80. But 80. Going around the table, let's go with, I'll finish up with you, Dave, because you're the last one to join us on this group. Yeah. So,
oh, man. No. Save the last for the best.
Oh, there we go, man.
He knows. What is it? Best for the last one. About
on there, but how about butchered you, dude?
Honestly, favorite episode is probably between this one and the Infinity War episode, just because we had so many people together, like we had food, friends, and it's just like, I know as we got older, like it's hard to find time for us to all get together and to finally do that and just talk about stuff we like and just enjoy each other's company. Like, I love these moments. Yeah. And this is what this podcast has all been about, just a chance to meet my friends again.
Yeah, that's true, man.
That was deep.
That was deep, dude.
I miss
shedding tear.
Like, when I grow old, and I'll think about this day, I'm like, man.
Yeah, a lot of
that cookie cake was pretty good.
So much chicken.
So much cookies and chicken.
And chips.
On there.
And chips.
What about you, George?
Yeah.
All right, George.
I'm going to have to probably follow along with that same thought. I would say this episode, and I think I was telling you, was it you, Derek? I was talking about I think it was my first episode. Where we brought all like the chickens, like all the different types of chicken, KFC, Popeyes, and we were just kind of like
Eric
tasting
the spicy chicken.
Yeah. And Eric, oh, that was the one episode Eric was on. Yeah,
he brought
no, not even Molly. It was regular Popeyes. Like, not even.
To me, it sounds like Eric only shows up when there's a lot of food.
No spice. Yeah, exactly.
That's how we get him on the show.
No, but yeah, I think those two were. Were memorable. I've enjoyed every minute. There was some time, I guess, like a little stretch where I was like missing a few episodes and stuff. But it's always good to be here with you guys, man. I really appreciate it. You guys are brothers to me.
For sure.
Yeah, enjoyed everything.
Why are you making me cry, dog?
I know.
I just love you, man.
Sentimental,
dog. It doesn't matter how you feel. Okay.
What about you, Eric? Out of the three episodes?
We should put this dude last.
I think my favorite one was it has to be the Popeyes one. We brought all of the chicken.
The lack of Popeyes I didn't bring.
So I was gonna bring spicy, but I was like, I don't think anybody likes spicy.
Bruh.
Whoa.
I don't think anyone likes spicy.
So I regret my decision making.
I think what happened, honestly, is that he ate it all before he got here. He's like, you know what? I'm just gonna act like I didn't bring anything.
I forgot.
No, I mean, just that food tasting, and I've been gone for like 30 plus episodes. So I mean, to be back.
Every episode plus that.
He was on a soul searching trip.
It's like spotting Bigfoot. We see Bigfoot more often.
Just to be back to see everybody here, like, you know, it's a real happiness to see all our friends here.
Yeah,
here,
man.
Together, you know.
Yeah. Especially that your fiance is here, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, cool. I think that's one thing too, man. It's I was totally surprised.
Yeah, me too,
the girl
man.
Surprised
that was
us.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
That was a tense moment
shout
for a second,
to,
though.
Yeah. Almost
got
shot. Yeah. It was like, I was so like, I was like
who's knocking that hard, man?
Like, down tonight, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's about to get real.
I'll be back. Can you get
ice is here.
Oh, yeah. The ice rates, bro.
They committed a crime on it.
I got my papers, guys.
Mass murder.
Oh, my God.
Nah, but I appreciate all the girls that, you know, I guess put it together and.
Yeah,
they got the shark hats and everything.
Yeah, man.
Dude, these hats, man. These hats are legit.
We'll probably
dude.
Put videos and photos later.
Yeah, we'll put a little. I'll put videos too.
Probably Sam, because I'm going to get too lazy.
Yeah. If you hear the Sam, you're doing it.
Yeah, you might not even hear this episode. Yeah,
I know, right?
I might post it like 5 years later. On there. But how about you, Javi, man?
So this one's definitely a highlight because, you know, the girl support and everything. That's real nice. I love the chicken episode. That's the first one I came to mind. But the episode, I think, with Derek is the Avengers, not Endgame. It was
Infinity War.
Yeah, because we had Kimmy on there. Everybody was there. Very knowledgeable. That was super cool. Like,
that was a long episode.
Yeah actually, like, you know what?
Almost like 2 hours.
Bringing that up, man. Shout out to Kimmy. Shout out to also Cody.
Yeah,
all our special guests.
Yeah,
special
guests. Jake. For sure.
What's the other dude?
Ashton. Ashton. Man, Ashton has been a man. We need to bring him on so he could throw more hate at Samsung.
Samsung shade.
Yeah. But I think my favorite episode that that comes to mind is a Lost episode, actually, on my bachelor party, where me, Derek, Freddie, and Eddie stayed up like till 4 in the morning. Just we recorded a podcast. I don't know, who knows what we talked about, but we talked about some stuff.
I want to hear that one.
Definitely not sober.
Yeah, I need to look for that one, man.
So
I need to look for that.
That's a great long lost episode. Hopefully nobody ever listens to it. But
we'll put that in a time capsule.
There you go.
Well, it's gonna be as a USB. That's the new time capsule.
Hey, we'll listen to it on the 100th episode.
There you go. You know, to be honest, I mean that is the new time capsule. Yeah. Somebody's gonna put something on USB and they're gonna dig it somewhere, and 100 years later, somebody's gonna dig up that USB.
Full of HTML files.
Yeah, I'd be like, I can't even play this anymore.
And then the first thing to do is format it.
Format, please. Yeah. I gotta find it like in a cloud or something.
Yeah. That'd be kind of cool. And lastly, man.
Yeah.
David, man. What's up?
Well,
hey, David, before you start, I got an episode in mind that might be your most favorite, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, this one is obviously super awesome. The girls came through and surprised us, and I mean everybody's girl showed up, so that's pretty awesome. I didn't think they supported us that much on it, or they even care that much, to be honest. But they showed up. I mean that's awesome.
They just wanted cake.
Yeah, cake and champagne.
Hey man, I'll take anything, man. That was awesome.
Yeah, that was awesome. And then any other episode? I mean, I did like it when we did the collaboration with Tip to Text, and that was pretty cool.
Yeah,
it was kind of one of the first times.
There's no record of that, though, right?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Wait, I thought you started the episode.
Yeah, there is.
We put that up. Yeah, I think we did put that up. And anyways, that was pretty cool. That was the first time I really got to meet. Yeah, he does that. He's cool.
Okay, I was like,
he falls down usually, but he gets back up.
My heart just dropped, like, bro.
He's cool.
That was a really cool episode that we kind of. I really met everyone that day, and I kind of knew, like, man, there's some cool folks here. So
yeah, man, I'm glad to have you, dude.
Yeah,
it's an honor.
Yeah, we really appreciate you being hospitable with your house, man.
Yeah
man. Thank you, and I'm sorry for all this mess because I know
it's
all right,
man.
Yeah, anyway.
Sorry, Betsy. Yeah, sorry, Betsy.
Sorry, Betsy. Don't worry. On there, but also I just want to give thanks again to the girls. That was a pretty awesome little thing that they did, you know. Especially balloons, man. I just noticed balloons here.
I just realized we have balloons. Yeah,
we have balloons. Nathan loves balloons. On there, and and also, man, shout out to everybody else that maybe we kind of forgot that we're part of the. Oh, you know what? Also, of course, Sam, but also Josh. You know, Josh was another awesome guy that was here that. He gave a lot of his ideas and, of course, his stuff over video games and stuff like that. Yeah, and Emilio, I don't know if he said anything, but he's there. He's there.
He's cool.
He's cool, man. He's cool. Yeah, they're all cool, man. So, but yeah, man. Lastly, 50th episode. I just want to post this first before my 49th.
Nah, man, don't do it. surprise them, like, maybe the next day or the day after.
Yeah, I'll do that. And we'll do that. But anyways...
If you're a real listener, comment on one of our photos on DigiByte. I just want to see how many people...
If you're a real fan.
If you're a real fan. I just want to see how many people...
Yeah, tell us your favorite episode.
Yeah, comment on the 50th episode post.
You know what? One person I do want to do a shout out for that I think nobody's really find out about, but Yanelli, she's been an avid listener to the podcast, and she's always let me know that she listens to all the
What's
episodes.
Up, Yanelli?
So definitely shout out to Yanelli, man. Thank you for being a awesome podcast Digibytes listener.
I better see a post,
right? Yeah. Right.
I want to see a like.
A like. So,
subscribe.
She's probably thank you. Thank
smiling
you so much,
like she's
man.
Driving right now.
I know.
She's like, damn, they gave me a shout out.
I know. So shout out to you, Nelly. But anyways, guys, we're calling it. Well, Ron had to go, and Sam. But of course, I know they. I'm sure they had their special episodes as well. But anyway, saying goodbye for me, Freddie, Derek,
Yo,
George,
later,
Eric,
Yo,
Javi, and David.
Peace.
Good night.
Da, 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 da.